In case you haven't been paying attention to sports, the NCAA men's basketball tournament begins in earnest tomorrow. College students, proud alumni, and plain old fans will all be glued to television sets rooting for their favorites. Commentator Laura Lorson just wishes they would get a little more creative with their support.
I like watching college basketball as much as the next person, maybe a little bit more. I have actually attended two schools with very prestigious college basketball programs. I live in the town where the inventor of the game coached, died, and is now buried. I love watching a well-coached, well-played game. I love the annual NCAA tournament. I love the way people stop what they're doing every March to watch the first round games and how coworkers who normally could not identify the pick and roll if their lives depended on it stop by the water cooler and engage in complex discussions about the 8, 9, 10 seed matchups and the underrepresentation of mid-major conferences. But there is one thing I absolutely don't like about the annual NCAA basketball tournament, and that's the fans. They show up, they yell, and if they happen to get in front of a television camera, they go nuts. This drives me up a wall. Now, in their defense, when you're on camera for only 5 or 10 seconds, there's not all much that they could actually say to express their admiration for their chosen team. But this is America. We sent a man to the moon. We can make a million Twinkies in an hour. We should be able to come up with something more compelling than shrieking, "Number one, woohoo!" and shaking our index fingers at the camera. Every time I'm watching a game and the camera pans the crowd, I start shaking my head. The Cameron Crazies of Duke? Psh, how did these kids get into Duke? I always think if I were at that game, I'd try to work in something legitimately great about my school. Something like, "Yeah, KU! The Chancellor of the University of Kansas is one of this nation's foremost scholars of Harlem Renaissance literature! Woo!" Or maybe, "Rock Chalk Jayhawk, Dr. Catherine Conrad of the KU English Department has a particularly insightful analysis of gender politics in Irish literature, dog! Number one!" Given the ratings of sports events, I sometimes wonder if maybe the State of the Union address would seem more exciting if senators and representatives did this sort of thing. The president mentioned Social Security reform, the C-SPAN cameras pan around for reaction, and settle on Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. Sure, now he just nods and applauds, but how many more people would tune in if he had painted his face Kentucky blue and looked at the camera and held up a foam rubber index finger and mouthed, "Number one! Kentucky number one!" Or they pan over to Orrin Hatch and he's all, "Utes! Utes! Number one, Utah!" Analysts say that people don't care enough about the president's policy speeches. I think this would be a real ratings grabber. Who cares about decorum? Decorum is for people without cell phones, who didn't go to schools with winning basketball programs. As a matter of fact, think of what the world would be like if we were to have people act like college basketball fans all the time. "NPR, number one! Robert Siegel, Nita Totenberg, Snigdha Prakash, woo!"
Laura Lorson is on the air at KANU in Lawrence, Kansas. Her final four picks, by the way, are Kentucky, Oklahoma State, Kansas, and Georgia Tech.